Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening once again, and welcome to the PRF Table. I'm your host, Brother Dunlap, and we are excited just to be back on the air one more time. You're listening to the PRF Table, and we're going to be talking tonight about something we've been dealing with for the last couple of weeks. We've been talking about a fresh financial start. So on October the 9th, our first show was getting a fresh financial start, and that was really just getting some understanding, if you will, about what does it mean to get a fresh financial start, and what are some of the principles that we can probably try to grab a hold to, which led us up until last week's show on October the 16th, which was grab hold to your fresh financial start. And if you missed any of those shows, I would encourage you to just go on to blogtalkradio.com, and you will find us under the We Speak Radio Network. Look for the PRF Table, and you'll be able to find all of our shows. It is very, very important for those who may not be listening on a consistent basis as far as 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is when we are on the air live, that you have the ability and know that you have the ability to go back and listen to any previous show that we've had here on the PRF Table for the last couple of years. Tonight, the night show is going to be interesting. Let me introduce to you Mama, for those who have never met her before or sat at the table with us. Mama, or as most of you know her as Sister Williams, Sister Mary, whatever you want to call her, but I just call her Mama. How you doing this evening, Mama?
I'm doing fine, thank you, and good evening to my possessions, resources, and finances family. Glad that you could be with us tonight. We're going to have a great time.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Well, again, today's show is growth, a key to a fresh financial start. That is what we're going to be talking about. And tonight, and I'll bring it up throughout the show, Mama, our focal question for tonight is, are you willing to grow as you grow? That sounds like that could be a sermon title, but are you willing to grow as you grow? And let me say it like this. We understand that growth is a process. We understand it. We've heard it over and over and over again that growth is a process. But although it's a process, do we really realize that we're growing while we're inside of the process? See, we're talking about a fresh financial start. So somebody who says, for whatever reason, I need a fresh financial start. I need a fresh financial start with my credit. I need a fresh financial start as far as when it comes to planning. I need a fresh financial start when it comes to tithing. I need a fresh financial start as far as how I am being a steward over what God has given me. I need a fresh financial start. I need to get that will done that Brother Dunlap has been talking to me over and over and over for the last couple of years. I need a fresh financial start when it comes to saving my money.
Yes.
But do we go through the process? So I want us to encourage everybody who's out there listening today not to forsake those things that have helped you to grow and that will help you to grow. See, sometimes, Mama, it's a difficult thing for a lot of people. I can say this from experience. I can say this from experience of dealing with other people as a minister, that as people are going through whatever their process is, and I just want to put a plug in here. As we said last week and the week before last, this is not about this fresh financial start. It's not about everything being so bad that you're just woe is me. You know, somebody may, life may be going good for some of you that's out there listening. And one of the things that you may just have recognized if you've been listening to us over the last couple of weeks is, hey, you know what? I'm not saving as much money as I probably need to. I'm not going to be working in this job forever. And in my current job right now, it doesn't really have a good 401k or retirement plan. So there's something that I need to do. You know, so there's positive and negative reasons why somebody could want a fresh financial start. So we're going to capitalize on all of them and say, whatever your reasoning is for desiring, for wanting, or for knowing that you need or should have a fresh financial start, run with it, because that's what's going to encourage you. That's going to be the strength that you're going to pull from when you say, I don't want to be, I don't want to live like that anymore. I want to live like this. I want to live not in the old, but I want to live in the new. And then another sub-question of the focal question for tonight is, are you willing to maximize your growth process as a key to your fresh financial start, which goes in line with the actual title of tonight's show? I really believe, Mama, that it's so important that that people, all of us, we maximize our growth process as a key to that fresh financial start. See, if I'm willing to understand and to realize that I'm growing through this, whatever it is that I'm going through or however I'm trying to make this change or this adjustment, if I realize that it is about me growing so that my finances will be in a different place, and not only are my finances going to be in a different place, there may be some growth that comes from my family point of view. There may be some growth that comes from my communal point of view. There may be some growth that comes from my church or whatever my religious organization is. So
yes,
if all of us are willing to maximize where we are in this growth process, then I guarantee you, I'm guaranteeing you that you'll see some changes in your finances. You'll see some changes in your possessions and your resources. That whole PRF profile that I've talked about over and over and over again, I'm guaranteeing you that you will see some changes. I can't guarantee you how much change, but here's the thing. This is what I say about growth. None of us come out the womb at age 8.
Right.
I could do like Jesus did when he read out Isaiah. I could close the book. So it's real simple. It's not a difficult process. Let me back up. It's not a difficult concept. We don't come out the womb at age 8. You know, there's, I know you can probably attest to this as a mother. I can definitely attest to it as a father, but, you know, it affects us a little bit differently. When the baby is getting up and waking you up in the middle of the night, that's not something that you really want to do. Don't mean you, it does not mean you don't love your child. But doggone,
right,
you just got to bed at 12 o'clock and you got to get up at 5, and now here I got to get up again at 2 because I hear wham, wham, wham. And then here it comes again. Here comes the noise again at 4 o'clock, and I got to get up at 5. I may not understand what's going on, why the baby is crying, but there's something going on that I have to keep on dealing with. So the whole point of that statement is, a lot of times we cherish as we look back at certain things. You know what? My son really wasn't that bad when they were a baby. Have you ever heard anybody say something like this? You know, she really doesn't cry a lot. That's a blessing. They're happy after the fact. You know what? For these first 7 months of their life being on this earth, my child, my baby, didn't cry a lot, didn't wake me up in the middle of the night a lot. You know, that type of thing. So we have to be willing to maximize the growth process. I'm saying it again. Knowing that it is a process, knowing that none of us come out the womb at age 8. And you know what's amazing about growth? We all go through it. We all go through it. We don't rush it when it comes to the natural progression of life. None of us said to our children, look, I know you're only four months old right now, but you know, by next week, I need you to be about, you know, I need you to be at that seven-month stage. And the week after that, I need you to be, you know, starting to talk so I can understand what you're saying. Because trying to go through this whole process of not understanding because you can't talk as my child, I don't like that. So we deal with growth in the areas that we know we have to deal with growth that we don't have any control. What I'm going to encourage us tonight is in our finances, in our possessions, our resources, and our finances, we have the opportunity to put some things in place so that we can grow. So let some of this growth be on our own terms, even though we can't control how fast the process may work. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I was just thinking, yesterday I went to the store, and I like watches. And the watches only cost $5. And so as I'm working, I'm going through the growth period of my finances. And I looked at that watch, and I really liked that watch, and I said, you know something? It's only $5, but you really don't need to spend $5 on that watch. And so I felt really, really good about myself not getting that watch, you know, and just realizing that's only $5, so that $5 can go on your light bill, you know. So to me, you know, and to me, I just really felt good about it, and I didn't feel like I was suffering, you know, and just saying, oh, I just wish I could get that watch, you know, because I've been, you know, changing my mind on buying things that I don't really need to buy. And knowing that when I buy whatever the item might be that I don't need, then that's money that I can save that $5. You know, mm-hmm. that could start my little fund if that's what I want. You know what I mean? So I was very proud of myself that it didn't even faze me. You know, I just walked past the watches and it didn't even faze me to want to buy one, you know. So I could see I'm growing. A $5 growth, but if you buy a watch every payday, you add that up. And that could be money that could be saved. Yes. That's all.
So let me say this, and for those who haven't listened to the show, as I said earlier, Getting a Fresh Financial Start was the title of the first show that we had 2 weeks ago, and then last week it was Grab a Hold to Your Fresh Financial Start. And why that was so important was because you can get the information, Mama,
yes.
But until you embrace it, until you grab a hold to it, until you allow it to be something that you say, I'm going to take this information and I'm going to do something with it. Until you're willing to do something like that, then there's nothing more than information. And so one of the things that I looked at, I asked for God to, you know, give me something that goes with that. Give me a scripture that goes with that, that follows it. And I came across Proverbs chapter 4. And it's 13 verses, but really verses 5 and 7 really kind of hit home with me. 5 through 7 says, get wisdom, develop good judgment. Don't forget my words or turn away from them. Don't turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her and she will guard you. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing that you can do. And whatever else you do, develop good judgment. King James says, in all you're getting, get understanding. So in these first two shows that we've had so far, Mama, being able to just deal with getting understanding was good. Being able to deal with the fact of making a decision in your mind, you know, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we talked about that change. We talked about that transition. But I like what verse 13 in Proverbs 4 says, take hold of my instructions, don't let them go. So that goes directly into last week. As I talked to everybody, as we communicated around the table last week about grabbing hold to your fresh financial start.
Oh, yes.
Proverbs just said, wisdom said, and this is a father's advice, right? This is a father's advice to a child, to the son. Don't let them go. So the principles that we're giving you, the information that we're giving you, don't let it go. The wisdom that God has given you to say, as you just said, you know what, I don't need to buy those watches. Yes, they're only $5, but I don't need to buy those watches. So you've controlled yourself and you prevented yourself from having impulse buying. And the last part of verse 13 says this, guard them, for they are the key to your life. So all of these instructions that God is providing through us to you, the listeners, guard them, for they are the key to your life. Nobody's on this line tonight. Nobody's listening by accident. We always say each and every time, we really believe that this is divine providence for whoever decides to come on and listen and sit at the table. So I want us to really just focus on that tonight and really just think about how good things really are. And as you think about how good things are, and as you think about what you're going to be doing during this growth process, your fresh financial start is going to come into alignment with what, in the way that God really wants it to go. I was reading this book. I have this book, and I was trying to discern or trying to decipher which one of these poems that I wanted to read. And I guess I'll start with my first one. There's a book that's entitled The Rose That Grew from Concrete. The Rose That Grew from Concrete. And I don't know if you've ever heard this, heard of this author, Mama, but I'm sure a lot of people, some of you out there have once I tell you who it is. But this is what it says. Did you hear about the rose that grew from a crack in the concrete? Proving nature's laws wrong, it learned to walk. without having feet. Funny it seemed, but by keeping its dreams, it learned to breathe fresh air. Long live the rose that grew from concrete when no one else even cared. Let me say something to everybody. When it comes to growth, everybody's not going to understand your growth process. Let me say that again. Everybody's not going to understand your growth process. Some of the things that you may need to do for your fresh financial start, some of your growth process, some of the things you need to grab a hold to, some of the understanding that you have received, it may contradict what society is talking about. Let me tell you one automatically that contradicts the law of the land, tithing. So if your fresh financial start is, you know what, I know that I should be tithing, but I've slacked off of it because of whatever reason, and I want to get back to it. The individuals who you used to be able to hang out and go out to lunch with every day at your job, you may not be able to go to lunch with them every day anymore. They may take it as you're being antisocial. They may take it as you're being a holy roller. But if it's for your spiritual growth and for your financial fresh start, I'm going to encourage you to go for it.
Yes.
Anybody who wants you to do anything that is going to stunt your growth spiritually may not be the person that you need to be hanging around with right now. It is not a bad thing to push certain things to the side for your growth process. Let me tell you something. You know what I've been doing, Mama, over the last couple of weeks and how much writing and research that I've been doing. And I had to put myself on punishment today. I had to put myself on punishment from Facebook because I had a crappy day yesterday. I didn't do as much as I know I could have done yesterday because I'm going back and forth having conversations about this, that, and the other. Not that they were not important conversations, but I kind of let myself get sidetracked. And when we let ourselves get sidetracked, when we allow ourselves to get sidetracked, nobody else sees the sidetrack part but us.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else sees it other than us. And so I'm encouraging you, you know, look at, just think about that. And the person who wrote that poem, Mama, was Tupac.
Yeah. This is
a collection of poems that this brother wrote back when he was in high school in Baltimore. And also through a growth process after he graduated from high school and went on to be an actor, a rapper, and continued in his poetry. But the thing about this book is it created an avenue for revenue. Who would have thought that the things and the struggles that he had actually went through would have created a stream of revenue for him because he actually took something that was placed inside of him. Last week we talked about placing old wine in new wineskins, right?
Yeah.
Who would have thought that those things, those struggles, those challenges, those things that he saw growing up that caused him to write like he wrote, to rap like he wrote, like he did, would have caused a stream of revenue for him and for his family? The good thing about books is this. Even when we're gone, they still will continue to sell. So somebody's going to get that money. If you're listening, you want to jump into the conversation, you're listening to the PRF table, press 1 on your dial pad if you want to jump into the conversation. 914-338-1692 if you're listening online and you want to have a seat at the table and just join into the conversation. I think I see a caller that's on the line. I'm going to press 1 and see if you wanted to comment, but the last four of that number is 5896. How are you doing this evening?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, doing well, doing well. Glad to hear from you, my brother.
Hey, my brother. This is my first opportunity to hear your program, and of course, we know each other and have known each other for a little while, and just very impressed. I was wonderfully impressed with the information and the advice you were giving my sister on the other line, and for the time being, I'm just enjoying listening for the next little while. I don't really have a lot of background on where the conversation came from, but I'm enjoying what's coming up right now. So please continue if there are other callers. How are you, by the way?
I'm doing well. Life is good. I am growing through this process right now.
Well, praise
growing
God
through
that.
The process.
Praise God for that, man.
Well, thank you, my brother. Well, just continue to listen in, and I'll give a little back history on the show for you and for others who have come on.
Okay, well,
we started at 8 o'clock.
Okay, well, that's fine.
God bless
you. Okay. I'm anxious to see what else, the rest of the program.
All right. God bless you, brother. We love you.
Love you too, my brother.
So here's what we're talking about. We're talking about growth and a key to a fresh financial start. So for the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about getting a fresh financial start for those individuals that may have done some things in their past that have caused their financial situation to be not so pleasant. And not just those individuals, but also individuals who may just believe or think, you know what, I haven't been doing some things that I probably need to do. It's not been causing me any difficulty, but it may cause me some difficulty in the future. So what we've been encouraging the listeners over the last couple of weeks is to take an assessment, and we talked about that last week, take an assessment of what's going on in your what we call the PRF profile, your possessions, your resources, and your finances. If you haven't been tithing and you know you need to tithe, then assess why you have not been tithing and see what you can do to go ahead and get ready and put yourself in a position to start that process. If you have not been saving, the same thing. If you have a problem with planning, what is preventing you from planning for your future? What is preventing you from doing what the writer in Proverbs said, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. So if you're not thinking about what am I to do to leave something for my children's children, what's preventing you from planning right now? So those are some of the things that we've been talking about. And we're really just trying to encourage, because I think this will be the last week that we will actually be dealing with this fresh financial start, because as you know, Mama, we're coming up on the holiday season. And every year here at the PRF table, one thing that we do is we really try to be proactive. And when I say be proactive, this is what I mean. We know from previous guests who have been on our show and from statistical data down here in the Columbus, Georgia area, and in other places within the Georgia-Alabama region, February is the month of the year that has the most bankruptcy filings out of every month. Interestingly enough, that is also the month that has the least amount of days in it. And what we found out in the data that we've been given is one of the main reasons why people are filing bankruptcy in the month of February at astronomical numbers is because of things that they have done, decisions that they have made during November and December, particularly, but also in January. So what we've made a decision, what we feel God has led us to do is, instead of us being reactive and dealing with individuals after February and dealing with individuals who are trying to depend on a refund check, which causes some individuals to do things that are illegal and unethical and immoral as well, and get themselves in some serious type of trouble, let's be proactive about it, Mama.
Yes.
So what we do is we try to provide information to individuals and give them some of the tools that they can say, you know what, I don't have to go out there and do this. We gave some good statistics last year, and I probably will bring them up this year before we have our holidays or our Black Fridays, of how much money gets spent on Black Friday and how much money gets spent actually on Thursday. And it's amazing how society has taken something where you used to have to stand in line all night, right?
Yeah.
Now you don't have to stand in line. Now you can buy it on Wednesday. Now you can buy it on Thursday. So they're making it very, very easy for us to be consumers. For what we're buying, a lot of people are buying and don't have the money to buy, and that's one of the causes for so much of the bankruptcy filings.
Right.
And how that affects us as a community is when Sister Such and Such is going through, or Sister Such and Such's granddaughter, or Brother Such and Such, it affects all of us. It's not may not affect us right now because we may not realize it here in February or here in March. But when April comes around, when there's things that need to be done in the household that can't be done, when there's trips that need to be taken that can't be taken, then we start understanding, well, what's going on, Brother Such and Such? What's going on, my sister? And then we start finding out that there's some troubles, but more often than not, we don't have, especially us as ministers, we don't have the knowledge base to try to say, let's trace back how you got into the problem. We try to put a Band-Aid on the problem and try to get it because out of a caring heart, we don't want to see our brothers and our sisters going through some of the things that they're going through.
Right. That's good.
So, again, we're talking about growth as a process. We had a show last night, Mama, and it was a special show for a young lady by the name of Keisha Rivers, and she's having a 3 days of so many activities from gospel groups and gospel artists and poets and models and opening up there this weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, actually in Kennesaw, Georgia, opening it up in a spirit of praise for God, and then also closing it out at church on Sunday and having workshops on Saturday. So we had a show yesterday, Kimberly and I, Kimberly Skeen from Freedom Radio with Kimberly Skeen, which is where I first got my start on radio back in 2011. And we just really showcased her, and we had a lot of her individuals who were participating during the weekend with her. And one of the statements that I made was, we have to support each other. So if I'm talking about, so let's transcend that to what I'm talking about right now. If I'm trying to grow, if I grabbed a hold to a lot of the different principles that have been provided so much already on this show from today, from last week, and the week before last, and now I'm trying to grow, I'm trying to do something different. She made a decision, you know what, I'm going to put this three-day event on. And she went out there and she did the legwork. People have blessed her. She told us yesterday that money is coming to our PayPal accounts. People just say, I just want to bless you, because she's trying to do something positive that's going to affect people's lives. So as I'm growing, as she's growing through that process specifically, doesn't it just make sense as a community to be able to support that? And one of the things I said was this. There are some costs that are associated with some of the events that are going on. But I believe one of the things was the workshops are $10 for all the workshops all day on Saturday, or maybe $20. And I said this comment to those who are listening. For my wife and I to go to the movies, we can't even get two tickets for $20. So think about it. We spend our money where we want to spend our money at.
Yeah.
We support those things that we want to support. But again, I'm talking about growth. This individual is growing through this process because she's trusting God. She's putting her faith in God that when she comes out of this, she's not going to have a big old bill, because people are going to give, so that even if she doesn't make a dime, what she's doing is giving, because, and she has an awesome testimony, so I'm not even going to try to do, I won't be able to do any justice to it. You can go back and listen to the show from yesterday on Blog Talk Radio. But out of her testimony, is why she's doing what she's doing. And so I think that's an important statement to make when it comes to this whole process of growth. We have testimonies, and I was thinking about this earlier. If I don't tell my testimony, I can't expect anybody else to, because I'm the one who's actually lived through the process. So if I'm the one who has actually lived through the process, I'm the best person to talk about it.
Yes.
It's good for you to be able to say, look what Nate, let me tell you what happened to Nate, and let me tell you how he handled it. But when it comes out of the lips of the individual who it actually happened to, that's powerful. That's an even more powerful testimony. And so I thought about, as we're going through a growth process, as we're wanting God to bless us in our finances, as we want to do better about being a good steward over what he's given us, our possessions and our resources and our finances, as we're doing this, there should be some fruit that comes out of this that we're able to not just talk about, but other people should be able to see. I'm not just talking about us getting a fresh financial start and going through a growth process for us. The mindset that I'm encouraging everybody to think about is, go through this growth process for somebody else.
That's good.
Go through it for somebody else. Some people may be out there struggling. I got you. Trust me, I know what it feels like to have struggled financially. Yet at the same time, because I have had some struggles financially, that allows me to be able to encourage somebody else who's had some struggles financially. But see, I can't be superficial about it, right? Okay. I can't just say, boy, just, mama, just trust God. God will, he will not have his seed begging for bread. I can throw out all those scriptures. Those scriptures are fine. But for me, you know what's more important? Yeah, you know what? I understand. I had to rob Peter to pay Paul too. So don't feel bad about doing that, my brother and my sister. But see, when I was going through that process of robbing Peter to pay Paul, mama, nobody could tell me anything other than, nobody could tell me anything. Because I knew what I had to do for me. I wasn't doing anything illegal, but it wasn't all of the best processes. But why was I going through some of what I was going through? Because there was pride on the inside that prevented me from reaching out to somebody else. Mm. Or maybe some of the people around me was just as broke as I was. And I knew doggone well that I couldn't go to them. So I felt I just had to go through it by myself. I think I talked about that last week when I was talking about how I was almost at bankruptcy back in 2012. I didn't go to the church. I didn't go to my ministerial friends. I just went through it by myself. I didn't come to family. I just went through it by myself. And so what we encourage everybody who's listening, as we're going through our growth process, we don't have to go through it by ourselves. The widow woman in 2 Kings went through a growth process, as I will call it, but she didn't go through it through her, with herself. When Elijah told her to take those jars, when Elijah told her to go and collect jars from her friends and from her neighbors, they were going through that process with her, but they didn't even realize what part they were actually playing in it. The word does not tell us what type of conversation the widow woman had with the neighbors. Doesn't give us that information. All it says was they went to and got the jars from the neighbors and they came back. And look at what she did as she went through that process. She had to have faith in the man of God. I've said this before.
Yes.
She had to trust what he said to her was going to work. She had to trust God enough that even when she took the oil, that little bit of oil that she had, and she poured it into those jars, which sounds kind of crazy to the natural mind, that it was going to work. She didn't know what was going to happen with it, because at the end of, I believe at verse 7, at the end it says, when Elijah said to her, now go and pay off your debts, and you'll have more money to continue living with you and your sons. That's big. And so I look at the totality of the whole community. I look at the neighbors. I look at the man of God. I look at the woman who was going through it. And I look at the two sons who were watching their mama go through what she was going through. So not only was it a growth process for the widow woman, but it was a growth process for the children. And so now, don't you think that because it was a growth process for the actual children, that they have a better understanding of trusting God because they saw mama do it?
Right. That's good.
In Matthew 7, says, you know, beware of false prophets. It talks about false prophets and talks about people coming to you in sheep's clothing and how there'll be wolves coming to you in sheep's clothing. But it says this specifically, you will know them by the fruit that they bear. Mm-hmm. It talks about how every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree can't bear bad fruit. So it's not even possible for a good tree to bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that doesn't bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Again, therefore, you'll know the tree by the fruit that it bears. So as you're going through this growth process, know that there's somebody that's going to be looking at what you're doing. Know that there's going to be somebody that is going to watch how you're going through this process, especially if you bring it up to them. And last week, one of the things that we talked about was the accountability piece. Brother Feaster talked about it well. Matter of fact, you talked about the cheerleader, the coach, and the accountability partner. I'm going to keep on bringing those three people up. And how important it was to understand that we may not have everything that we want out of that one individual. That's going to bless somebody, because that's going to keep some of y'all coming to church from always running to your pastor, trying to get your pastor to solve all your problems. Mama, I don't know if you remember, but I'll keep saying it till I'm blue in the face. Most of our problems that deal with finances have nothing to do with money. The widow woman, going back to her, she was dealing with a credit issue. Her husband died. The creditors were going to come and take their two sons away as slaves, which was permissible by law. That's what they were going to do. But her problem had nothing to do with the fact that she didn't have the money. The problem had to do with the father didn't have whatever was needed in place and had that debt taken care of before he passed away. But with her specifically as this widow woman, the issue was she didn't recognize what she had. She did not recognize what she already had, because that was the question that Elijah posed to her. What do you already have in your house? What was her response? I don't have anything except for this jar of oil, this flask of oil, whichever interpretation that you're using. She diminished the value of what she already had. And what she had was able to produce something different, something new, something that got her out of that financial situation that she didn't cause, her husband caused it, who was no longer there. But she still had to bear the brunt of it. Mom, I'm going to be quiet for a minute. I'm going to let you go, because it's just flowing tonight.
When I was thinking about getting back to the credit, making a long story short, I'm evaluating my credit. And I never really numbered my bills. You know, you just write them down. But now, because I'm putting together a program, you know, and setting some goals, I numbered my bills. And I did not realize that I have 21 bills. And I questioned, I said, God, how in the world did I even get through paying most of my bills without a budget?
Wow.
How in the world? And as I was evaluating, I found that I had money left over, because it seemed as though, you know, I was just so tight. And you know, was behind, you know, as you were saying, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul. And I remember when you came to the house, and it's been staying in my spirit. You said, you were telling my husband, you said, you know, you have money to pay your bills.
Mm-hmm.
And at this time, I'm thinking, I don't even have a dollar right now, you know. Mm-hmm. And then as I sat down and did this evaluation, I saw, yes, you do have money to pay your bills.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm encouraging, you know, the listeners, those that are having financial problems, sit down and list your bills and how much they are. And then, of course, write down how much money you have. And then I'm taking my shopping, you know, like I go to Walmart and do my food shopping. I'm taking those receipts, and I'm looking through them and seeing what am I buying that I don't need to be buying also in the food area. And it's just amazing what you will find to say, oh, my goodness, I bought that last month, and I still have 75% of it left.
Wow.
But we get it. See, those getting myself in those bad habits, like, oh, I need mayonnaise. You have two jars of mayonnaise. You know what I'm saying? And checking the cabinets and making sure I'm not duplicating. And I
right.
was just, and it's just really, really blessing me to see 21 bills. And that's because, you know, I was keeping it in my head, you know. Go grocery shopping. No, it should be a limit on how much I'm going to use for grocery shopping. And that's one of the areas where I was putting out more money than I should. because I would say just get whatever you need for the house, because my husband doesn't go shopping. So I make out and he makes out the list, and I make out a list, and we compare the list and go for it. No, it can't. That doesn't work. You have to check your cabinets and see what you need, because when I went to a Roses, and I told you listeners about me buying the watch was only $5. I believe, because I really took a look to say you're buying unnecessary things, that when I went to Roses, I wasn't impressed by the watch. Because I know now you have 21 bills. And I cannot believe I'm only behind 2 bills.
Wow.
And I struggle with those bills. I struggle with those bills. Why? Because I wasn't evaluating where my money is going. You know, and you were saying we need to know where every penny of our money is going. You know, if we're going to the dollar store, and the dollar store, a dollar store will break you. The dollar store will break you. The dollar store, that's my favorite store. It will break you because you'll buy, well, I can buy 2 or 3 cans of spray, and I have it. Because, you know, the dollar store may not have that same spray, and you really like it. You know what I mean? So we just have to evaluate, sit down and just get quiet and just evaluate our bills and say, okay, and especially when we go shopping. Evaluate what you're going to shop. And another thing, too, is when your bills get behind and you have like a $32 bill, and then that bill, and then you say, okay, it's just $32. But meanwhile, there is a $10 interest there. And after a while, it's gotten so big. And so now you have almost a $150 bill, and you say, now how did that happen? And so when I started taking each bill and looking at the interest and things of that nature, then I said, you know, these are the bills I'm going to make sure I pay, because I don't need to be paying $20 extra. And then that $20 amounted to another, because, you know, things do happen too. So because the bill is small, then you can, okay, you call it, make your arrangements, you know, and then you pay half of it. You know what I mean? So I'm really, this is the first month, I'm really peaceful about my bills, because I have been working on this. But this month I just decided to list them 1, 2, 3, 4 and say, my God, 21 bills. 21 bills. So this show, I have to say, not because you're my baby, but because this show has really given me a wake-up call. As scripture said, awake, arise up and awake. You know what I'm saying, that scripture? You know, wake up out of your sleep. You know, I have been sleeping because I do have money to pay my bills, just like you said. But
wow,
you gave me the tools. You gave me the tools. Because I heard it, and of course you were talking to him. You wasn't talking to me like I'm not a part of, you know. Yes, that's right, that's right. Hear what he's saying to you, you know. No, this we're together, and I'm handling the finances, so I'm the one who need to be listening, you know. So I thank you for this show, you know, and I thank you for allowing me to be a part of it, but it's been a blessing to me and my finances.
Well, praise God, praise God. For those who may be listening for the first time, one of the things that you'll find out as you continue to listen, we pray that you do, is that here on the PRF table, we're just real with it. We realize that if we can't be real and transparent, then we can't expect you, the listeners, and you, the ones who call in, to be transparent as well. We know that a lot of people do not like to talk about financial matters, especially openly. Those of us who are ministers and pastors know that people do not like coming before the church saying, this is what I got going on in my finances. I'm broke. I need some help. Usually these are things that are private conversations. But I can tell you something. When situations get to a certain point where you're just shook, where you just are at your wit's end, you don't care who knows about it, because all you want to do is get well.
Yes.
Nobody goes into an emergency room, at a hospital with a gunshot wound, talking about, can I get a private room? Nobody goes in there. When somebody goes in there with pneumonia or one of those other sicknesses, they don't care who else is in the emergency room with them. All they're caring about at that time is them. And I can tell you, if you go back to the fourth chapter of Acts, after the two apostles was, I would say, accosted by the Sanhedrin Council, when they told them, look, you can't preach and teach this name of Jesus. You need to stop this. And they threatened them. But they let them go because they knew if they would have kept them, which passed the time that they would have been allotted to keep them without trying them, that they know that they felt that they would have had a riot would have taken place. And what I love about chapter 4 of Acts is when they left, it says that they went to the other believers. And then they prayed, and they prayed for boldness. So, again, during this, and they prayed for boldness to go back out and do the same thing that got them, quote-unquote, in trouble in the first place. That's a part of a growth process. It's not always going to be a pretty situation. It's not always going to be where people are going to realize it and understand exactly what you're doing and why you're doing it. But notice the key of what I just said. They connected with other believers. It is so much strength when we connect with each other as believers. And I know we have other religions, people of other religions and faith traditions that listen to the show, but I can just speak to what I am and what I know. As a believer, there is some power when we get and connect with other believers. See, we're good as believers having a connection with God conversation. But when you're in a place where you go to somebody else and you say, you know what this Sanhedrin Council, what they said to us back there, I'm a little fearful about that. And when people are willing to pray with you, because that's what was needed at that time. When people are willing to pray with you, and if it takes something more than the prayers, then you have to know who those people are that's going to be able to help you in your situation. While you were talking, Mama, I looked up what the word growth is, because, again, that's part of the topic for tonight's show. Growth, a key to your fresh financial start. The definition of growth says this. Has several definitions, but one of them says development. I can stop right there. Development. It didn't say instantaneous. It didn't say overnight. It says development. Development from a lower or simpler to a higher, more complex form, sort of like evolution. Mm-hmm. I love that definition because of that word development. And so it says that where that place where you are right now, it doesn't say that it is a non-existent place. It says a lower or a simpler place. Lower or a simpler form. So it doesn't throw out where you are right now. It just says where you are right now, you have the ability to go to a higher, to an even more complex form. And I think about this. Wherever you are right now, those of you who are listening, if you are in a, let's say, a job that is not paying what you really, really need, too much is given to you, there's going to be more required of you. So there can't be the expectation that you go from a lower or simpler and going from there to a higher, to a more complex, not meaning complex of confusion, but as you said, Mama, with 21 bills, there was a lot more things to deal with than it is to deal with two. So, for example, my former assistant, who was with me for 2.5 years, my former assistant is now having an interview tomorrow for my former job. I believe that I've trained her well, and I believe we did a lot of great things together in that office, in that department. And one of the things about it, I know nobody there is going to be listening right now, but I said, this is what you ask for when it comes to salary. Don't let them cheat you, because they're going to expect her to do X amount of dollars worth of work every day or every year. So there's no need for her to cheat herself by allowing them to give her the lower end of the deal because she's not me, because she doesn't have my credentials. But it doesn't matter that she doesn't have my credentials. Her application got through the process, and she now has the ability to have this interview tomorrow. So she's going to have the same title, because I know she's going to get the job. We're claiming that. She's going to have the same job title that I had. So it doesn't matter that she doesn't have my exact credentials. We both know what the job pays. So I told her, don't short herself. Now, here's the thing. As she takes this position from where she was, things are going to be a little bit more complex. This is going to help somebody that's claiming these promotions. When she gets that position, which is now for her a management position that she's never been in before, this is the highest level supervisory position that she's ever been in her life, there's going to be more required of her. There's going to be more accountability. Where I was there handling certain things, and my philosophy was, I know I'm overall responsible for this whole program, but 70% of what I know and what I do, you're going to be able to do. So now she doesn't have that responsibility of just having to know 70% and doing some of the 70%. She has to know how to do everything now.
Yeah.
So, again, as we're talking about growth, yes, if somebody's looking for promotion, praise God, I believe with you. Just know that there's going to be more required of you. I don't believe that God is just going to bless you with a promotion for you to go out and do frivolous things with your money, with what the increase is. That's me. I don't believe he would do that with me, and I've seen that work in a lot of people's lives. Let me give you another one of the definitions. An increase, as in size, number, value, or strength. I love the fact that one of those words says value. As we grow, as you who are listening grow in this growth process with this fresh financial start, you're going to be able to see the value in some things that you've never been able to see before. It's going to make you stronger as you go through the growth process. Again, case in point, if you were making $30,000 a year and now all of a sudden, bam, you get a promotion and you're making $45,000 a year, best believe you're going to have to call on the strength of the Lord, because there's going to be things that you've never had to deal with that you're going to now have to deal with. Doesn't mean that they're going to be bad things, but they may be challenging things. And another thing about strength, it's not all within our strength. It's the strength in numbers. So what she's going to have to do, she's going to have to pull on some of those individuals that I pulled on to make my job easy. Because, see, I made my job was easy because I trained up her to make my job easy. Good leaders train people to take over from them when they leave. So she's going to have to find that person that I have found in her to do the same thing that I had her doing, however she does it, but those same type of things, so that she's able to be in the best position possible, so that people can see the strength in her as a leader.
Yes.
All this ties into that fresh financial start. Again, some people are wanting jobs. Lord, I want a job. Okay. Well, you know what you have to do. You had to grab a hold of some of the things we talked about last week. One of the things was get up off your tail and go out and apply for new jobs. Some people work at a place that they just ain't going to promote you no matter what they do.
That's true. But
that doesn't mean that God won't promote you somewhere else.
Yeah.
There's another poem that I want to read. And if you're listening, you want to jump into the conversation, 914-338-1692. It's a poem that's called The Eternal Lament. And Brother Shakur says this: from my mind to the depths of my soul, I yearn to achieve all of my goals. And all of my free time will be spent on the ones I miss, I will lament. I am not a perfectionist, but still I seek perfection. I am not a great romantic, but yet I yearn for affection. Eternally my mind will produce ways to put my talents to use. And when I'm done, no matter where I've been, I'll yearn to do it all over again. Good gracious. That last line of that poem, I'll yearn to do it over again. I talked about growth being development. I talked about growth being a process. I talked about growth being increase just from the word or from the definition of the word. There's some things during this growth process that you and I may have to go through over and over and over again. not as if we haven't learned the lesson. But if we're talking about increase, I may have done a good job, but God may want me to do a better job. So, for example, you may be doing a good job paying your bills right now by the 5th of the month. They may right now, you're doing a good job paying them. They're only a couple of days late right now. But I would say, I want to believe that God wants you to do better. So if you're paying them 5 days, then you have to do what my brother said. I will yearn to achieve all of my goals. So that means if you set a goal, it may not be where I can pay every bill on the first, because then you may not have anything to last for the next 2 weeks. So why not start out with 4 of those bills out of the 8 and pay those, and then pay the other ones, and then have some communication with the people who you are indebted to let them know, hey, I'm not just not paying you on time, but here's what I'm doing, and ask for some grace and ask God to give them grace in your situation. Mama, there is so many ways that people can take some of the things that we're saying tonight and we've been saying over the last couple of weeks to get a fresh financial start. Again, it's not always about money. I can tell you there's a lot of individuals that money have been placed in their lap. And because they didn't have the tools to use them properly or to use that money properly, they were back in some of the same situation. But the reality is, if you hit the lottery and you did some things and you thought you were doing the right things and it didn't work out so well, the likelihood of you hitting the lottery again is not going to, may not be there. So there's that accountability piece that we want to have to one another, but we also have to have that inner responsibility for whatever it is that we're dealing with as individuals. I love what Brother Shakur says. He says, I'm not a perfectionist, but still I seek perfection. That is a good thing. Seeking means that you're striving. You're not just sitting there believing that you're going to grow without putting any, as I said, putting your hand to the plow. It doesn't happen like that. Hasn't happened in my life. May have happened in somebody else's life. I'm more than willing to listen to them jump on the PRF table and let's hear how they did it without doing anything. I love how Brother Shakur says, eternally my mind will produce ways to put my talents to use. If we're talking about growing, if we're looking at that growth for this fresh financial start, God has placed talents and gifts in all of us to be able to help our fresh our financial situation get off to a fresh start. There's some talents that I don't have. I'm not going to be one to go out there and fix a car. Just not going to do it. I don't have that talent. But there's some people out there that do. So this may be that opportunity for this fresh financial start for somebody to say, you know what, I've been working on cars all my life. Things are a little bit shaky at the job right now. A whole bunch of other people been getting laid off. So maybe this needs to, maybe tonight is that encouragement that you need to start looking into whatever you need to do to get a fresh financial start. See, we talk about this all the time, Mama. We're about being proactive versus being reactive. Sometimes in some of our lives, the handwriting is on the wall. So there's no need to wait until we got 15 paragraphs of writing on the wall to say, oh, now let me make a change. Make the change today. Make the change today. I'm going to let this be probably my last thing I'm going to say tonight. Tonight's show is called Growth. A key to your fresh financial start. The greatest thing that I can think about, Mama, right now is spiritual growth. We didn't have to spend 55 minutes talking about every book in the Bible. We didn't have to do that. But I want to leave us with this. Spiritual growth for us here at the PRF table is the key. It's not your connections that you have with somebody that you know that's going to help you get into a position. That's not it, because that person can help you get into that position, but they can't help you stay in that position, especially if you do something wrong or somebody else don't like you, that's above them. spiritual growth. And when we talk about spiritual growth, I'm talking about it from my tradition, my faith tradition. I'm talking about being connected to God. Jesus said this in John 15. I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so that they will produce even more. Wasn't produce one of the words that came in the definition of growth? You have already been pruned and purified by the message that I have given you. Remain in me or abide in me, and I will abide in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. So if we be the branches, if we're cut off from the source, then we can't be fruitful. So I'm going to encourage, especially those who are believers, if you're trying to go through this growth process as a vine that has been cut off, as a branch that has been cut off from the vine, then you're not going in the right direction. You're not going in the right direction. Because he was clear when he said, you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. You cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. I love how he says this. I'm the vine and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. I think what I did when I read the definition of growth, I believe for those who were listening, I believe that I talked about increase. I talked about increase in size and number. Remember what I said about value, and remember what I said about strength. We can't do nothing within our own power. Matter of fact, what he says in that last part of that fifth verse was, from apart from me, you can't do nothing.
Right.
So this growth process, grabbing the hold to have a great fresh start, as we talked about last week, and grabbing the hold to those principles, yes, that's good. So now as you're getting ready to go through the process, or you're putting those principles into practical application, you can't do it without God. You can't do it without God. I love when he says, anybody who doesn't remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Branches are scattered into a pile and burned. But he gives us a way out. He says, but. So when you say but, that cancels out that previous thing that was just said. So nobody has to live in the place of being gathered into a pile and burned. Because he says, but if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and may be granted. So as I close out, Mama, I don't believe that having a fresh financial start to anybody who's out there who needs to have an adjustment in their PR situation.
Right.
Last verse, verse 8. He says, when you produce. Not if you produce. Not if somebody tells you that you're going to produce. When you produce much fruit. Not some fruit, not a little bit of fruit, but much fruit. You are my true disciples, and this brings great glory to my Father. So I leave you with this. If you're thinking about everything that we've been saying over these last couple of weeks, and you've made up a decision in your mind that you want this fresh financial start, if it is not going to be based on bringing glory to the Father, then I want you to reevaluate why you're doing it. Because, see, if you're doing it because you're just not happy with your financial situation, you're not happy with your job, you're not happy with how much money you're making, you're not happy with the size of your house, what happens when you get it? God is a jealous God, so he ain't even going to play that game with you. If you decide that you want to do it for your own reasons but don't want to include him into the process. Mama, I think I'm done for tonight. You know how I do it, so I'm dropping the mic in.
Okay.
I'm going to let you take us out tonight.
Okay. What was the, as I was going through my process here, and I'm still going through the process, I found out that I just didn't take the time to do it because I do sit down and I write out my bills. So what is different now? than it was then. I'm still writing up my bills. The difference is now I have a reason. You know, because I've heard what should be done. And so I choose to do what I've heard. So once I've chosen, then now I have to take the time and be patient. Because usually just take me, I just write them out. And, you know, I mean, this I can pay, that I can pay, and, you know, and I manipulate what I need to do. But I went in with a different attitude, is that first I need to know, have all my bills and all. I need to know exactly, I don't know, it just came into my mind. I need to know how many bills I have. And when you write it down, it does make, well, it made a difference to me to see, good gracious. Now that I've written them down and everything, now I have to take the time. God help me, give me wisdom here, and to take my time in to write, and take my time in and really focus on what I'm doing and know the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. You know, I'm doing what I'm doing because, number one, I'm wasting money. And I'm a senior citizen, and I am, you know, on Social Security. So since I know that, you know, then I need to, I know I'm going to, I don't really, really didn't have, I really don't have a choice because I can't work all the overtime I used to work when I was working. So now I must use what I have. And that means I need to start using my money wisely. So once I made this choice, then it was me, take the time, be patient, you know, don't rush through it, you know, add up your bills and add them up more than one time to make sure you have your figures right. This takes time. And now in my entire life have I taken this type of time on getting my finances organized. Mm-hmm. So it really means that, and this is a growing process, and I think because I had chosen to do that, and I say again, when I went to Rose and stuff, why that watch didn't, you know, I wasn't had the impulse to buy it because I knew in my mind that, you know, you got 21 bills. And so you cannot afford to waste any of your money. And plus, I had already said the beginning, I said, I don't want to be in the same position next year as I am this year. Now, I just said it, but I wasn't really understanding what I was saying, because what I was really saying is that I don't want to be in a financial situation, but I didn't put it that way. I just knew something was wrong. Something's not right here. And it was really my finances not right, because as you said, the value is that I have a peace of mind now. You know, I have a map now. I know where I'm going in my finances, and I tell you, it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling.
Amen, amen. And just keep on doing what you're doing. I think I've heard you say what you just said about three times on tonight's show. And I don't care that you say it three times, because when God has been able to place the wisdom that he can only give us into you for you to make those the type of decisions, you have to keep talking about it. We go to church every single Sunday. And let the pastor not, quote-unquote, open the doors of the church or give an invitation to discipleship. You're going to have a whole bunch of people in a whole bunch of churches saying, what happened?
Yes.
So we go to church with the expectation of hearing that invitation, because we know if we hear that invitation and somebody comes forward or somebody sits in their chair and they receive Christ, then we know that now we got one more in the kingdom.
Amen, amen.
So there's value in saying things over and over and over again, and as long as you're saying them from a cheerful heart, you're giving all the glory to God, because you know where it's come from. You know where it's coming from.
Amen.
That's a beautiful thing. My encouragement to you, Mama, keep doing what you're doing, knowing I know that it's having a tremendous impact in your household. And it's going to have a tremendous impact to all the people that you keep communicating it to, because I guarantee you there's probably some other people that have a certain number of bills that they don't even know that they have. So what you say may spark somebody else to do the same thing that you did. And now there's something that you two are now have a better, closer relationship with because you're connected by the same type of testimony.
Yeah.
And we don't know what God is going to do with all of that. So, again, keep doing what you're doing. To all of you who are listening, I thank you so much. Mama, thanks you so much. And in absence of Sister Adia, who is she'll be back with us in 2 weeks, the other host of our show, and Brother Feaster, who usually gets to us about once or twice a month because he's doing things over in Korea right now with the U.S. Army. We say thank you. We thank you for just being with us, laboring with us over these last couple of years. We have a Facebook page. It is possessions.resources.finances. Within an hour, about 7 or 8 people just decided to like our Facebook page. So I encourage you, those of you who have Facebook, please go on there and like our page and follow us and post comments and questions so that we can get some more ideas from you, the listeners, because everything that we talk about on this show does not always come from us. We know it comes from God, but it comes through you, the listeners, and other situations that are going on in people's lives. Next week, we'll be back 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come join us, and we will love to be with you and having you have a seat at the PRF table. So until next week, God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
All right. Good night, everyone.